Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You are now with Time Out for Music. The first edition of academician Marin Guleminov National Award Ceremony has taken place. The first winner of the prize, awarded for contribution to Bulgarian culture during the past season, became the Sofia Soloists Chamber Ensemble with conductor Plamen Djurov. The award ceremony took place in the Vladimir Dimitrov Master Gallery in Bulgaria's Kyustendil, hometown of Marin Guleminov. Along with the grand prize, there was an accompanying prize called the Golden Quartet. The Quarto Quartet grabbed this award. Listen next to one of their performances. This year, Bulgaria marks 108 years since the birth of great Bulgarian composer Marin Guleminov. He was born on September 28, 1908, and passed away in the year 2000. The idea of establishing a prize has come from Lily Guleminova, granddaughter of the composer and part of the team of BNR's Radio Sofia. She told us more about the work of the jury that includes famous Bulgarian composers and musicologists.
Получи се наистина много естествен и лек процес при избора на първия победител.
It was a natural process of discussion. I do not even remember who first suggested the Sofia Soloists, but all agreed about their successes. In Portugal, shortly before he passed away, my grandfather wrote a piece for string orchestra and women's choir, and the Soloists recently presented its premiere. The orchestra offered a number of premieres and interesting programs this season. We should also not forget the fact that in the first years after the founding of the Sofia Soloists Chamber Ensemble, Marin Guleminov was its conductor. Professor Plamen Djurov, a student of my grandfather, has told me that the audience across the world knows and expects the works of Guleminov in their repertoire. The Marin Guleminov Association, created in Kyustendil immediately after the composer's death, is responsible for the organization of the award ceremony, and the municipality and a local company provide the prizes, she says. Now let's listen to Allegro Affettuoso.
Получиш първата национална награда на името на Марин Големинов при всички случаи е факт, който го помниш докато си жив.
Winning the first Марин Големинов National Award is undoubtedly something one remembers for life, Professor Djurov says. It is a memorable sign that makes you want to continue the story and show its meaning today. Years have passed since the times I used to meet Professor Големинов several times a week. I cannot decide yet whether it was the specific professional guidance or his presence that mostly affected me. He was not very voluble and used to speak quickly using short sentences. He often resorted to Bulgarian proverbs. I remembered them and they made me think and ask questions. Today's very day I continue to rediscover his music, his ability to put his ideas in some kind of a formula. Among the official guests at the award ceremony was Professor Natasha Yapova from the National Academy of Music. Here is what she told us.
Марин Големинов е тази релефна фигура в българската музика, която утвърждава камерния жанр.
Марин Големинов is that figure in Bulgarian music who affirmed the place of chamber music. This type of music focuses on the sound. It is music for listening to and for music making. It comes from the tradition of performing in palaces where aristocrats gathered to socialize through this art. There was no such tradition in Bulgaria in just 6 decades. After Bulgaria's independence, Marin Goleminov affirmed the place of chamber music in this country through his works, she says. Now listen to the first part of String Quartet No. 8, one of the later works of the Bulgarian composer.